This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Protests erupted Tuesday for a third straight night in Belarus after the top opposition candidate in Sunday's presidential election fled the country for her children's safety. Belarusian police used rubber bullets and stun grenades against anti-government demonstrators who turned out for the third consecutive night. Witnesses report police beating protesters before arresting them and smashing car windows before pulling people through out of the vehicles. Earlier Tuesday, people put flowers at a place in Minsk where a demonstrator was killed on Monday. Belarusian officials say more than 2,000 people have been arrested since protests began on Sunday. The European Union is accusing President Alexander Lukashenko's government of disproportionate and unacceptable violence and said it was reviewing its relations with Belarus. The main opposition candidate, Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, fled to Lithuania after the vote. Official results gave her nearly 10% of the vote to Lukashenko's 80%. She says she will not recognize the results and has submitted a formal request for a recount. She sent a video message to her supporters Tuesday asking them to forgive her going to Lithuania at this time. Her husband was an anti-government blogger before he was jailed in May. She said it was a very hard decision to make. God forbid you ever face the choice that I faced. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Belarus's election was not free and fair, and he condemned ongoing violence against protesters and the detention of opposition supporters. EU Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell also alleged election fraud. Lukashenko has ruled Belarus since it declared independence from Russia in 1991. He's been accused of suppressing free speech, ignoring human rights, and showing little tolerance for dissent. VOA News. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has chosen California Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate, making her the first black woman and the first person of Indian descent to be nominated for a major party's ticket. In his tweeted announcement on Tuesday, Biden called Harris a fearless fighter for the little guy and one of the country's finest public servants. Harris, the 55-year-old daughter of an Indian mother and Jamaican father, was one of nearly two dozen presidential candidates who challenged Biden for the 2020 Democratic nomination. Her presidential campaign faded quickly when many progressives and liberals questioned her staunch support for law enforcement while serving as California's attorney general. She was accused of being out of touch over issues of police violence, questions that are bound to be raised again as Americans protest police brutality against black people and other people of color. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced an agreement between the federal government and an American biotechnology company to manufacture and deliver 100 million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine candidate. The company, Moderna, is to manufacture the vaccine doses while clinical trials are underway. Trump told reporters at the White House Tuesday, "The federal government will own these vaccine doses. We're buying them." Three vaccine candidates in the United States are in the final stage of human trials. The president said the nation is on track to produce 100 million doses as soon as the vaccine is approved, and up to 500 million thereafter. The World Health Organization said Tuesday it's holding talks with Russia regarding its recently approved COVID-19 vaccine. Russia on Tuesday became the first country to approve a vaccine for use in tens of thousands of its citizens. In an appearance on Russian television, President Vladimir Putin claimed the vaccine has proved efficient and has passed all the necessary tests. He said his own daughter had taken the vaccine after two shots had a normal temperature and what he called a high number of antibodies. A WHO spokesman said at a UN briefing in Geneva Tuesday that the WHO authorities must review all safety and efficacy data before placing their stamp of approval on it. Cleanup volunteers working on the oil spill off the island of Mauritius say sea life is dying as a result of the spill of a reported 1,000 tons of oil. The Japanese tanker MV Wakashio hit a coral reef on the southeast coast of Mauritius on July 25th. Last week, the tanker began leaking. The government has declared a state of emergency and is now working with France to reduce the effects of the spill. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.